The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favourite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
Yeah, so this is the December, I think December 1st is when this is going to come out. So this is the December holiday edition.
Whoa, it's Natalie's birthday.
Oh, it is Natalie's
birthday. It's Corinna's
birthday.
Isn't it December 6th?
No, it's December 1st.
Oh, right. I knew that.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to everyone whose birthday it is today. That's not flipped the right way. Oh. Can you flip that screen?
Yeah.
Thanks. Sorry.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Listen.
This is unacceptable.
With Matt King and Mike Sheffer.
Okay.
We're cooking.
Now we're here. We did it.
So where were we? Latkes and menorahs?
Well, this should be airing December 1st.
Yes.
The official holiday season has begun.
It has.
It is Natalie's birthday.
And it's Corinna's birthday.
And it's my ex-girlfriend's birthday.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
I know, but Todd and I always joke like it's so weird that we like found ourselves.
Oh, you both have ex-girlfriends.
Who have the same birthday.
When's your ex-girlfriend's birthday?
December 16th.
Oh, wow. My dad's the 15th. So really?
That's funny. How the fuck do I remember that?
Because you dated her.
Yeah, you were a good boyfriend, yeah, I guess.
You can raise this up if you want. This is adjustable.
Whoa.
It's a custom microphone.
Shit, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
You didn't think it did that?
I was kidding.
No.
Not that crazy.
No, that's good.
Wait, and you're wearing a Krusty Krab pizza t-shirt.
Yes. The song, Mike, are you too old for this?
No, what?
you know what that means?
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
Yeah.
I grew up on SpongeBob. Okay. We're the same age, Ilya.
Mike, you're like 40.
I'm 19.
Well, I'm not 19, so.
Did the SpongeBob team send you that shirt?
No, I actually found it at a Halloween store.
It looks like an authentic pizza place.
It really does.
Like a pizza place t-shirt.
I love the shirt. And like, feel the quality. It's like really like.
Oh, that's a good shirt.
Now, did the Krusty Krab pizza, did they end up sticking with it? Or was it just for that one episode?
Just for that one episode. It was a one-off.
Okay, because it wasn't good?
Yeah, because they're known for their patties, right?
Right.
So it's like. The it's like McDonald's patty. Doing pizza.
Okay.
Which they have done, by the way.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they did.
McDonald's had a pizza? Was it like a burger-style pizza, though?
No, it was just a regular pizza, but like, you know, they couldn't logistically figure it out, and it wasn't efficient, right?
Okay.
And nobody really liked it, so they stopped doing it.
7-Eleven still has pizzas.
I know, but who wants to eat that?
A lot of people.
Patricia and Tristan went in there the other day. My girlfriend.
They have the best fucking pizza.
Okay,
not the best. Okay, but they have like good. Like if you're hungry, it's like crusty. It's like
the taquitos are pretty delicious too.
Yeah,
you can eat those when I'm in a pinch.
Super bad for you. Are you going to buy a Christmas tree or not?
No, I've never owned a Christmas tree.
Why would he buy a Christmas tree?
I don't know, because they're pretty.
No, that's
why.
Because they're like it's a religious thing. I have a menorah and dreidels and Hanukkah gelt and all that good stuff.
But a tree still looks kind of good. But can't you have like a Jewish-themed tree?
There's like a Hanukkah bush that families will buy.
Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah bush?
You never heard of this before?
No.
It's like the parents who want to appease their Jewish children. Like, okay, we're going to get a Hanukkah bush this year.
Do you decorate it?
No, I don't do this. We don't participate.
Do you name it? You should get the bush.
No, I'm not going to get a Honda
bush. Let's go bush shopping.
No.
Is it a fake bush?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I don't participate in this. Well, you should get a
Christmas tree. Yeah.
Are you going to get one?
If you get one.
Zane's gonna get one. I know. We keep having the dilemma: do you buy a fake tree or a real tree? Are you a real tree guy or a fake tree guy?
I'm a fake white tree guy.
A fake white tree.
Yeah.
Like the ones that look like it's already snowed, yes. Or just a pure tacky white.
No. The ones that look like they've been snowed on.
Okay. Like it snowed inside your living room.
Yes.
Or it looks like you just got it from outside and the snow has yet to melt.
Yeah.
It's like similar to my Christmas village. Like those trees look like there's a little bit of snow on top, but it's fake.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So fake tree, white tree, but fake snow. Okay. Yeah. I only grew up with fake Christmas trees. Some people grew up with actual trees. But you got to keep them like watered. You got to make sure they don't dry out. It's quite a mess, but it smells really good in your living room.
It smells great. A real tree.
I don't know if I've ever been in a house that has a real Christmas tree in it.
Oh, come on. You haven't? You're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them are fake in New Jersey because no one wants to deal with like the... I feel like a lot of families don't want to have to deal with sweeping up all the little bristles and like
right.
the wood and I don't know.
I think my dad is really big about his like antique ornaments, and with the fake trees, you can kind of bend the branches so the ornaments are really secure on there.
Oh,
rather with
smart.
The real trees, they can like kind of slide off and stuff. It's kind of risky. So with the fake trees, you know that your ornaments are going to be secure.
So you should get a fake tree.
Yeah. Welcome to Tree Talk with Mike and Ilya.
Actually, today, when this launches, I will be moving into my new house.
Oh,
December 1st. It's a big day for us.
Dude.
Thanks, bud.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Do I need to help you move?
Nope. I am going to hire movers.
Did you buy it in cash, the house?
I'm renting it. I didn't buy it yet. We'll see.
Is it for sale?
No, but I kind of like when I was talking to the owner, she was like, so do you intend to be a long-term tenant? And I was like, look, I don't know. You know, my roommate, he's signing a record deal and there's a lot of, you know, moving parts in our lives. So we'll see.
I started getting calls from the landlord because you put me down as a reference.
Yes, I did.
And it was like this Australian guy and he was like, hey, Mike might be a tenant for one of our properties. I want to see if he's like a good tenant. Do you know, what can you tell me about Mike?
That's so crazy. I feel like landlords don't actually follow up with references.
No, they do. They called Matt twice.
That's
crazy.
He called me for Adam Melcher, his roommate, and for Mike.
Wow.
What's your favorite thing about the house?
There's a pool in the front yard, and it's like completely gated and private. So it's like kind of our own little sanctuary in California.
And it's super close to here.
Yeah.
Just like a few minutes.
Literally right down the street.
Yeah, in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So there's a pool in the front yard.
So you want to be close to me?
Yeah. You should buy the Rockefeller tree from Times Square and just like, hey, this is the real one.
Did you see they just put up the tree, but it doesn't look very good. Is that because it's like all kind of an illusion, like they kind of like spruce it up and add things to it?
I think they do. Yeah, I think the first day that they put the tree up in Rockefeller, it's like
it's
not
kind of lopsided.
It looks terrible.
That's funny.
So on Christmas, what I normally do when I was living in New York is New York is one of the loudest places in America. There's always cars honking, people screaming, construction. New York on Christmas morning is silent, especially if there's a layer of snow because the snow absorbs all the sound. So my favorite thing to do is just walk out into like Times Square at like 8 a.m. and it's just like I Am Legend, where like the zombie apocalypse took over. There's no one left and you're just walking around New York City. And then you can go into like a bagel place, get a bagel and just enjoy your day. It's just like a Tuesday where just like the world stops.
Are you doing like snow angels in the middle of the street?
Sometimes,
yeah. It's like I Am Legend.
Exactly.
And you're just walking around eating a lox,
a
lox bagel.
What's your Christmas ritual, Ilya?
I don't really have one. I mean, I'm Greek Orthodox, so technically my Christmas is...
You're Greek Orthodox?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's Greek Orthodox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so our Christmas is like January 7th or something.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Technically, I celebrate two Christmases because my grandma's Christian, but I'm technically Greek Orthodox, so we have two different Christmases. But I don't have a routine. I don't know.
Do you guys give and exchange gifts?
Yeah.
Do you give good gifts?
Yeah. I mean, we do give good gifts, but like there was a period of time for like 3 or 4 years where we like had a pact where nobody would give each other gifts.
In the family or in the friend group?
No, in the family. And like it wasn't like, I'm not going to get gifts this year. It was like, why the fuck are we giving each other gifts? Let's just give each other cash. So we gave each other.
Yeah. At least there was a cash exchange.
There was a cash exchange. Yeah, yeah. It was really funny though, because it would always be like, for example, like 100 for 100.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, really? Yeah. The money didn't go.
Happy break-even day, everybody. everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like you're a guy that keeps a list.
Yes, I usually do. Like, I always have a list of, like, things I know my girlfriend likes when she says she likes them.
I'm so bad at that, dude. Yeah, me too. I'm so fucking bad at that.
Really?
I'm so bad at it.
Well, you should make it a habit. You just, like, always got to be listening.
Right.
And then when you know it, you thank yourself in the long run.
Right. But it is, like, that much more special. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get that person something that they really wanted.
Yeah.
Versus, like, a gift card.
What are you going to get David?
I have no idea.
Do you think David's a hard person to give a gift for?
Yeah. Because, like, he doesn't really need anything, and I don't really need anything, you know? And we're just kind of like, oh, like, it's like a, maybe one day, like, I can afford to get him, like, a car. That'd be cool. Like a Ferrari.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get Mike.
I don't really need anything. I think what would be cool, which I think will probably be an easy thing for people, is, like, when I move into the new house, so you'll, I feel like you're the kind of guy who's going to see the new house and be like, oh my God, you don't have a blah, blah, blah? Okay. And then, like, not mention it, and I'm never going to buy it. And then you'll show up with, like, a thing that I need for my house.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Would you get mad at me if I did a GoFundMe for you and, like, raise enough money to get you a car?
The thing is, he has enough money to buy a car. He just doesn't want to buy it.
I just think it's funny.
That also, I feel like that would get, like, a lot of hate. Because yeah. It's like, dude, come on. You're going to raise money from a bunch of kids.
Yeah, you never want to start a GoFundMe that's kidding. Like for a just personal.
Guys, I really want to go to Hawaii for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I need a GoFundMe. No, you can't do that.
Do you remember when Matt Grippy was like diving into that one girl who started a GoFundMe just because her like phone broke? Or like she like cracked her screen and she needed a new phone? He's just like, dude, there are children who are dying, classrooms who need supplies.
Yeah,
you're out here begging your friends to send you money.
That would be really funny, though, if you did a GoFundMe to like buy Natalie another car.
Guys, in the description, car. It's like I only need 100,000 people to donate $1.
Why did Natalie text us an hour ago saying in a group chat? Because we had our own group chat where you said you would come today at 2, and then Natalie asked us. So what's going on? Is she not mad at us?
Yeah, is she not happy with us?
No. I mean, we're fine. We were just in the kitchen today, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go. And she's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to go do Mike's podcast, Mike's and Matt's podcast. She's like, oh, well, you should stay and do ours. And I was like, okay, I mean, I'll come back and do ours. Like, I just made a commitment.
Right.
And that was that. And she's like, well, I'm just going to ask Mike to move it. And I was like, don't do that. I'm just going to come and do it. That's it.
So are they waiting on you right now?
No.
I bet
no.
They haven't even started.
No, they're not gonna start recording probably till like 3:30.
Okay.
So we're good.
Natalie, we're sorry if we caused any inconvenience for you. Okay.
But happy
birthday to you. This goes out to you guys. If you're listening, go wish Natalie a happy birthday. Ilya, I like your phone case.
I like you.
Oh, that's what it says. Yeah. Ilya has a sticker on his phone that says, I like you. Ilya, what's in your pockets? We've been asking people this lately, yeah. And sometimes it's really interesting.
What's in my pockets?
Yeah, empty your pockets? What do we got?
Oh, right now, nothing interesting. Just a mask and keys.
A mask and keys. Let's see the keys. Yeah. Ooh. Where's your wallet?
Oh, in my back pocket.
Okay, let's bring that one out.
Okay.
All right. Do you mind if we go through your wallet?
Yeah,
you have a very nice wallet. He has a gray, what does it say? It just says enjoy life on it.
Yeah, it's not that nice. It was only like $10.
This is kind of big.
It's nice, though. I just got that license.
Great license.
Is this your first California license?
Yeah.
Did you have to retake the driver's test to get it?
No.
Really? Because when Alex Ernst got his Tesla from David, he needed to renew his California license. And he told me when you renew your California license, you have to retake the written test. And you have to like download an app and practice. It was like 100 questions.
My license, I just got renewed and it was, I just went
but
online.
But when you moved here from Texas, did
oh,
you
yes,
have to?
Oh, yes, I did have to take a test. I'm pretty sure you can cheat on it.
How?
Like you just have the little pamphlet there and you're just there in the booth and you can use it as your cheat sheet. I'm pretty sure. Or at least nobody's monitoring you in the booths. We got a Best Buy store credit gift card. How much is on this gift card,
Honestly,
Ilya?
I have no idea. That's been in my wallet for probably fucking 2 years now.
How much do you think's on it?
I don't know.
Either it's like $5 or could be like $500.
I think it's like $500.
Okay.
Whoa, let's go shopping.
Yeah, can you? Like, why don't you take this? Because
I returned like two really expensive things that were like electronics, like a Bluetooth device and like something else.
Well, this is my Christmas present right here.
Yeah, all right. We're spreading the love. Oh, and we got a Home Depot fuel rewards card. Now, do you use this to earn points to spend at Home Depot? How often are you going to Home Depot, Ilya?
No. So in my company, we have like these cards for all the employees, and every employee uses them, and I'm able to gain the points and use them at a gas station to get free gas.
Do you use this every time you get gas?
No, not every time, because sometimes we don't have enough points on like the account. to get the gas.
Okay.
But when we do, it's really nice because it's a little like you're filling up the gas, but the number's not going up. It's really fucking cool.
Whoa. Yeah. Home Depot. I'm more of a Lowe's guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's what I use most of the time back home in like Texas.
Gotcha.
And then we have an Apple
gift card.
Gift card.
Also have no idea.
Apple gift cards always change. They used to be really colorful.
I think that one's like 1,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I returned a tablet. I have
Do we want to make bets on how much is on this card right now?
Yeah, because
you can add it. Add it to your wallet. Let's see how much is on this card. You're calling. You say $1,000.
I'm going to say there's $420.
I say there's $50.
It's $7.
Oh. $7?
No.
No. That's too specific.
$100.
$100.
Okay.
Okay. Who was closer?
What did you say?
I said 50.
Like, you were closer. I said 420. I was closer.
Wow. Welcome
50
to...
$50.
Oh, I can just add this to my fucking... That's so cool.
Yeah. So now you can like rent any kind of movies, buy a lot of cool apps.
Wow.
Just really obvious things. You got some DMV papers, some immigration cool. papers. Where's your green card?
Ilya was born.
My green card.
Oh, no. You're an American citizen.
Yeah, I'm a citizen, though. Yeah.
He did it.
And that's it? Is that cocaine? Ilya has a dime bag.
It
slips right out of your wallet here. It didn't mean to pull that one out.
Matt, can you please? Actually, not. Please, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I won't.
You know what? Matt, I gotta say, you're looking pretty great these days. You're nice and buff. You've been hitting the gym a little more than
I
usual.
I have, dude, yeah. Every single day. Well, most days. I usually go about 5 days out of the week, but it's been really good for my health. But I gotta admit, it has been a challenge on my muscles. I've been having so much tension and soreness and achiness, but I've actually been able to find... Oh, you're gonna take a little squeeze right there?
Yeah, you got some beef to you now.
It's firm. It's broad. I'm getting there. I'm already preparing for 2021.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
Like, I don't need a New Year's resolution. I'm starting it all now. But I got to say, I have this little secret that I've been using.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Theragun?
I feel like I'm about to.
Okay. Well, the Theragun, if you're not familiar, is a percussive therapy device that relieves your deepest muscle tension, all using a combination of depth, speed, and power. And I found so much relief with it. And everybody wants the Theragun after they work out. Between me, Todd, and Zane, we're always stealing it, trying to figure out where the Theragun is, because one of us is usually hoarding it all to themselves.
Explain to the good people what this is in case they haven't heard of Theragun.
Okay, the Theragun is basically this handheld percussive therapy device that relieves all of your deepest muscle tissue with a combination of depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush.
Ooh.
I know sometimes you may think that it's not even on because it's so quiet and calm, but it gets out all of that tension deep within your muscles.
All the rage.
Yes, pretty much. All that work that you put into the gym gets soothed and relieved and calmed, all thanks to the Theragun. I have fallen in love with this all new Gen 4 Theragun.
Ooh, fourth generation.
Oh, and I gotta admit, it has soothed all of my achy muscles with its incredible signature sense of power, amplitude, and effectiveness.
Yeah, you feel really relaxed back here. Nothing tight. You're feeling great.
Guys, I highly recommend you try the Theragun for at least 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. With an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need. And it starts at only $199. So go to Theragun.com/hoot to get your Theragun Gen 4 today. Once again, that's Theragun.com/hoot. We don't have to say it at the same time.
I like that kind of.
Okay. And one more time, if you weren't listening again, that's Theragun.com/hoot.
You want to hear a funny story?
Let's hear it. We'd love to hear a good story.
So Mike was over at our house the other day, and like just for shits, I was like, "Mike, let me see your dick." I can't tell the story.
Okay,
I'm gonna edit this out, but you can.
No, why not?
This is insane.
You asked to see it.
Yeah, but you said we're never going to talk about this.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, if you don't want it in, I mean, I just
want to. I want to hear about it. So you said
I don't want to peer pressure Mike though, because I don't want him to hate
Why
me.
Did you ask to see his penis? Just out of pure curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, we were just sitting on the couch and we were all just bored, and I was like, "Mike, can I see your dick?" And he's like, "No." And I was like, "Why not?" And he's like, "Because that's weird." And I'm like, "What's weird about it?" And
it's weird.
It's not that weird.
It's his privates.
That's not that weird. Like, it's not that weird. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. David has asked to see my penis many, many times.
Right. It's exactly like
David
that.
David has begged it's not me like to
I,
see it.
It's not like I want to see it because, like, I get fucking turned on. But I don't
know.
No,
I know. No. But it's just like this weird Vernon Hills thing where you guys just all want to see.
It's showing off your car, your vehicle. Yeah, Let's see the keys.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a thing. It's your toolbox. It's cool. I want to see your tools. Is it shiny? Is it rusty? Is right. it small? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So
it took like 15, 20 minutes of convincing.
Okay.
And I told Mike, I'm like, Mike, I wanted to do two things in life right now. Okay. I want to become successful, like really rich. And then the second thing is I want to see your dick. That's the two things I want to do.
And which are valid, reasonable pursuits.
Yes. And so, you know, at the end of the day or at the end of the conversation, Mike's like, okay, fine. I'll show you my dick if you show me yours. So we went in the bathroom and I showed Mike my dick and he showed me his.
It was a good exchange?
It was a great exchange. And surprisingly enough, it was a good-looking dick. It was a good-looking...
Mike! That's nice, great!
You know, it wasn't like...
Ilya!
It wasn't like, oh my God, Mike, where have you been hiding this? It wasn't like that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was good. It was like, I was like, damn, Mike, good for you.
How did you feel? How did his look? What did you think of mine?
We made
a pact that we would never disclose what each other's penises look like.
We're still not disclosing it. I mean, this doesn't have to be put on.
How did his look?
It looked as I would have expected. It looked a little bit foreign. A little bit...
Foreign? What are you talking about?
A little bit Slavic, maybe.
What? In what way did my penis look foreign? In what way?
It looked like from the Eastern Bloc of Europe. It looked like
you study dicks, and so you know like what each fucking region has.
It looked like a dick. What do you mean? It looked like a very average, normal, nothing gonna. Didn't change my life at all. Didn't change my perception of you. Didn't improve or disprove anything. It was just very what I expected.
Can we switch off the cameras? Was that the audio? Like slapping it around on the table, be like, so guys.
Oh boy.
It's like it's really not that bad.
Well, I always suggested for a YouTube video, everybody do like a mold of their penis, like a blind mold, and then we reveal all the penises and we have to guess whose dick is whose.
That's so good. In the group.
Yeah. I think Jason was very close on actually doing that as a video because there was, you know, like the Clone a Willy thing where it's basically like your own DIY at home, make a mold of your penis. So Jason had bought a handful of those intending to do a video and it never happened. Yeah. But I feel like everybody would look like their penis. You know what I mean?
Like
you think you'd be able to tell?
Yeah. I think I could be able to spot who's whose. I've actually have never seen anybody in the group's penis besides Heath's.
And
because Heath peed inside of a beer bottle one time and drank it.
And we've all seen Jonas.
Oh, and Jonas. So I've seen two in the group.
Hmm. If you don't want this on,
I know.
It is what it is, bro. Yeah. It's just I want everybody to know that you have a really good looking dick. And that, like, if I was a girl, I'd definitely want to, you know, I'd want to experiment.
Were you a part of Natalie's senior pranks when you went to high school with them, right?
Yeah.
Were you a part of those senior pranks?
Yeah, were you part of the hashtag free Natalie situation that happened to her?
Actually, I was not because I wasn't there that day. Me and like maybe two other seniors had to go to state for track that day.
Oh.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed all that.
Okay.
It sucked. Yeah, because I was at track.
Because you were at track. What was your event in track?
4x1.
4x1, which is just what? Running around the lap?
One time. But with four people.
The 400 meter. Oh, with four people.
No, so yeah. It's a relay. It's a relay. So.
Okay.
What's your dream car, Ilya? Ferrari?
Well, actually, my dream car is a Dodge Viper.
Well, can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Mike's bar mitzvah was car themed, and every table at the bar mitzvah was like a certain car. Uh-huh. His table was the Dodge Viper car.
That was my favorite car during my bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Is it still your favorite car?
No.
What's your favorite car now?
Probably Tesla.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, I think they're the coolest cars. I watch YouTube videos of just like Tesla accessories and like.
But like Dodge Viper and Tesla is like two different worlds.
Like, I mean, like for me, I would if I was to have a car, the only car I'd want is a Tesla. But if I can like drive any car, I haven't even thought about that forever. But
Dodge Viper, the blue one with the white stripes.
Yep.
No, I would get the black one with a red stripe down the middle.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that like color combo.
Yeah.
What year?
Well, the newest one, I think they stopped making them in 2018.
When was the last time you drove one?
I've never driven one.
Oh, but you know it's your favorite car.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, whenever I'd race, like, in video games, like, that'd be, like, my go-to car.
Oh, it's such a good video game car.
Such a, yeah.
Which video game?
Midnight Club.
Gran Turismo.
Midnight Club 3. Did you ever play that game?
Is that Speed? Need for Speed?
There was Need for Speed Underground, but there was Midnight Club 3. Yeah. Do you remember that one? Yeah. That one was pretty cool.
Do you remember Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best
game. Did you ever have like the setup with the
stop? Yes!
Yeah. And sometimes I would actually try to like obey the stoplights and everything, you know? So you just wanted to pretend like you were actually driving.
Wait, do you ever try to obey the stoplights in Grand Theft Auto?
What happens if you do?
If you obey the stoplights in Grand Theft Auto, people actually get pissed off at you and like rear end you
in the game.
In the game,
but the computer starts playing against you in a way.
Like, yeah. Like you're at a red light trying to pretend like play by the rules or whatever, and then like some random person starts honking at you and like runs into you. You're like, oh my god!
Yeah, that was when you had the steering wheel and the gas pedal when you were a kid.
I feel like I learned how to drive that way. Like when I first got behind a car, I was like, oh, this shit's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Exactly. Breakups aren't easy.
I know.
They're really hard.
I know.
But breaking up with your old wireless provider just got a whole lot easier.
Thanks to
Mint Mobile.
Ba-boom, baby.
Oh, we have a box here with us.
Yeah, they sent it to us, and I'm happy to unbox this with you here for the first time.
Please unbox it for us, and as you're unboxing it, I'll explain what Mint Mobile is. Mint Mobile was the first company to sell a premium wireless service online only. And now Mint Mobile is releasing their unlimited wireless data plan for just $30 a month. Let that sink in. For just $30 a month, you can have unlimited talk, text, and data.
And it comes super easy, just like this. You got your SIM card ready to go. You just pop it in your phone and you're good.
How much is your soon-to-be ex wireless provider charging you?
Too much and a lot more than that.
So it just makes sense with Mint Mobile.
And they have 5G.
Who doesn't love 5G? 5G?
Yeah.
They're on 5G.
Yeah, so if you got that new phone and you want to go blazing fast speeds, 5G, Mint Mobile is the way to go. And look what they sent us. They sent us a hat.
Ooh,
they
we got a koozie.
Socks.
Car freshener.
Ooh, a little cup of Joe for Mike.
Oh, Mike, you love your cup of Joe. That's adorable. And we got a journal and a pen. We got so many things. Not only did they give us so many things in this box, they offer so many things with their wireless plan. So if you guys are interested in checking out Mint Mobile, the only plan that you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for just $30 a month. And you can get it shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/hoot. Once again, that's mintmobile.com/hoot. Cut your unlimited wireless bill to just $30 a month with Mint Mobile. Once again, that's mintmobile.com/hoot.
And thanks for giving us two SIM cards because we've been loving the 5G speed and the service that Mint Mobile has given us. Thank you, Mint Mobile,
true,
for sponsoring
that.
The show. Check them out. What's your newest tattoo?
This one.
What is that?
Oh, it's a pepper shaker?
Is that a French press?
No, it's a vial. Have you guys seen Emperor's New Groove?
Yes.
Yeah, we watch it together.
Yes.
And the vial when it's like falling down and they're trying to... That's it?
That's the vial that they try to kill Cusco with.
Did you get that after we just recently watched it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. So I told the story on Dave's podcast, but I went on a double date with a girl with Joe and Annalise, and my girl's name was also Annalise, but...
Okay.
We were talking about favorite movies and Joe was like quizzing us on like, you know, how different or similar we are. And he asked what our favorite movie is, and we both said Emperor's New Groove.
At the same time.
At the same time, yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy. And so then that night we went and got these tattoos.
She got one too?
Yeah. Same.
I love
Are you still dating this girl?
No.
Oh
my God.
I mean, it's not like I got a fucking tattoo of her name.
No, I know, but that's funny to just like go on one date with Joe and Annalise, and then that's fine. Like that girl, like, does she have other tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like her first tattoo.
No, can you imagine?
Mom, look what I got.
Wait, did she get the vial as well?
Yeah.
That's a bold.
It's pretty crazy though for two people to say the same movie like that. Like Emperor's New Groove, who the fuck thinks of that?
Your favorite movie is When Harry Met Sally?
It's one of my favorites.
That's the logo back here. It's the same font. The
same font
as When Harry Met Sally.
So it's like a kind of a 90s rom-com.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
I hate making coffee.
Why?
I despise it.
Why?
Same.
Like, when I look at you making coffee, I literally want to punch something.
Why?
Because it's so just like time consuming, bro. What the fuck?
It's a little absurd. It's like developing like an actual photo. Like,
yeah, that's what it is.
Just take it on your phone.
Yes.
And he's out there. Like, it's like you're making meth almost. He's doing like, he is like an evil lab scientist mixing shit up.
I'd rather watch you make meth, honestly.
Do you don't like when I make coffee and like post on my story?
It's not that I don't like it. I just fucking hate it.
What?
Like,
why?
I don't know. I just hate it.
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah, I love coffee. I love coffee. I love a fresh brew of like good fucking coffee.
Where do you get your coffee?
Everywhere. I get it from Starbucks. I get it from fucking Pete's.
Do you make it at home?
No. What? I just said I don't make it at home.
No, but like a little machine or like, you know, one of the pods or something. No.
One time I bought this fucking Starbucks machine for like $500 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I used it one time.
Yeah.
One time. And I was like, all right, I'm done. Fuck this. I fucked up my coffee. And my coffee was always fucked up when I make my own coffee. Literally, in my office at home in Chicago, I would literally go up to my employees and I go, look, it's not an ego thing. I just don't know how to make coffee. Can you please make it for me? That's it.
Okay.
And they'd make the coffee for me and I'd have the coffee ready. Because I just fucking hate making it. I don't know how to make it. And I hate when like I have to get involved in like sugar and fucking beans and
you have to grind it up
and milk.
Just get a Keurig.
And
no,
then, and
oh
then,
my god, no.
What's
no,
up,
no.
bro?
Who's that?
Come join. Hey, I was just shitting on Mike.
Todd, come say hi.
I wanted to see what the fuck was going on.
We're talking about coffee. Come sit down.
This is my best friend, Ilya.
Yeah, baby. Bro.
Oh,
man,
no.
We're both blondes.
Yeah. Actually, oh, yeah. Get out.
Hey,
get
fuck
out.
You.
Get out.
Fuck you.
Wait, why?
No. You're cool.
Where's that from?
Fuck you.
The
You're
Dave
cool.
Chappelle movie, Half Baked, when he quits his job. What's up, Todd? How you doing?
I don't want to interrupt you.
Where did you
interview.
Just come from?
I was hiking with Jeff's making a documentary, helping these guys lose weight, and I'm a trainer. I'm training with them.
Well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm
good
losing weight.
You.
I'm losing weight for my losing weight myself.
Are you guys? Are. And you guys are best friends now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've always been.
But so you and Joe are not best friends anymore.
They're like Joe's like an alternative. Like he's like a second choice, like a consolation prize. You know,
like a backup plan.
You know, like, you know, growing up, you play ASO, AYSO.
No,
no.
Soccer, like soccer league where everyone gets a championship.
Oh, okay.
Or like a trophy, everyone gets a trophy. That's like Joe.
Oh,
he
always
he can never win, but he always gets a trophy.
That's a cool shirt.
Thanks, dude. My friend actually sent it to me. He's an artist.
You get a lot of free clothes shipped to you, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is that what happens when you're cool, handsome, and successful?
I'm neither of those.
Because I had to buy this from Hanes for $8.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. I was like, well, what you wear says a lot about you. And you're like, well, what do the clothes that I'm wearing say about me? I'm like, you love free clothes. Because it's Adam Melcher and he's wearing Vlog Squad pants. Like, I'm like, you got all those for free. And he's complaining about buying an $8 shirt. So,
oh, Mike.
I don't like shopping for clothes. That's why. But Todd always has great style.
Todd has really good pieces. Like, you have really good
Todd
colors,
well.
Too.
The thing
if you open, like, Todd's closet, it's just, like, a rainbow full of colors.
I did learn from Todd, which you told me through Todd, is that, like, a very interesting way to spice up your outfit is with colorful socks. Wow. So, now I have colorful socks that I bought because Todd wears colorful socks.
These motherfuckers.
Look at these. What kind of socks are you wearing?
I don't want to show
let's
you. I'm not going to show
on,
you. They're
let's
brand
have a sock off.
No,
let's
it's
sock off.
I was on a fucking
sock
hike.
Off, sock off.
They're my shitty Old Spice socks.
Oh, you just got plain white.
Hey,
okay.
I do like those socks.
They're nice socks.
They're good socks. Yeah. Old Spice socks. What kind of socks are you rocking today, Ilya?
Let's see them.
Black Nike Dry Fits.
No.
Those are
whoa,
like
those
Zane
are...
socks.
Those are really cool shoes, though. I like those.
Oh yeah, those are
you
cool
like
shoes.
These?
Those are very hip. Reeboks, huh?
Reeboks. Do you want to smell them?
No, I'm okay.
Can you smell them from here?
I'll let you guys go. I interrupted. I didn't mean to. I do want to say one thing about my wardrobe. Zane and Heath and Scott, or at least Zane and Heath, used to come into my room back in like the Denny house and steal my jackets.
Really? I would never do that. I would always ask you
first. I know.
But right. Todd's always thinking that I'm
Love
stealing
you.
His clothes.
See you, bud.
But it's not true.
All right, Todd. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Todd. We really appreciate it. Love you, bud. Man, I've been chewing on a toothpick this whole fucking
episode. Hey, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, what? You're forgiven.
I'm so sorry.
Why?
I just like shit on you like for
no. I like this. I like a problem to solve. So you don't like coffee because you don't know how to make it. But once you learn how to make it, you're going to love it.
Oh, I don't like how coffee makes me feel.
Yeah. Well,
no, but you don't like drinking coffee. You don't like making coffee.
It's just inefficient. Like, you know what
but,
I'm saying?
But that's...
Why the fuck would I walk to work if I can drive? Well, shit, that's also a problem that you have. So I don't...
boom, boom, boom,
oh,
boom.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It's to me, it's like it's so much better to make something in the morning and like start your day by having created something. And it's like, it's an art form and then there's a ritual to it. And
I respect it. I just hate it. I mean, you can respect and hate something at the same time.
No, right? I actually do agree with that a lot. I would love to make you a cup of coffee.
Oh, I'd love that too.
But would it be like, would you be like seething as I'm like grinding up the beans?
Yeah, no, I'd have to show up as it's made. I wouldn't sit
there. You wouldn't
want to
like sit there and watch me make it?
Hell no.
Really?
No. I just let him go into the kitchen. You brewed me a few cups of coffee. I'm just like,
how long is the average cup take?
Like 8 minutes.
Oh, what? Gosh. I got things I got to do today.
Mike.
That's not that much.
That's a lot. That's 8 minutes. That's okay. Plus prep time, plus bullshit.
No, that's the whole thing.
Like 15 minutes.
No, the whole thing.
8 minutes.
It's not, I mean, dude, guys, people make food and spend an hour and a half cooking their dinner or whatever it is.
I don't get that either, honestly. I mean,
yeah, cooking, that's to me, I don't understand how people cook, but like to make a cup of coffee, it's less than 10 minutes and you have an amazing cup of joe first thing in the morning, like... There's nothing like it.
I guess I respect it. I just don't drink coffee.
In fact,
I think it's an addiction.
It is an addiction.
A little bit.
Dude, so I drink coffee every day, right? And when I one day, if I skip one day, I get a headache.
Yeah.
I start shaking.
Oh, that's...
I get sleepy at like 4 o'clock. It's fucked. I don't even know how it's legal, yeah. Honestly.
No
it's
way.
Crazy.
I just
it's
stay like away from it. I know.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of coffee yesterday when we were at Scott's music video shoot. Just a little bit of Joe, but it really didn't do much to me.
But it, I mean, I hear that it's definitely an addiction, and that's not good if you get like a headache. So I'll try and take breaks from it, like you know,
right.
Go 2-3 days without it.
Yeah.
But
you need that. It's like a cycle.
Yeah. There was actually a girl that I wanted to go on a date with, and I asked her to like go out, and she was like, "Oh, you know, I'm not really trying to like feel like I'm on a date with a guy right now." And she like didn't want to like go out to like a fancy place or whatever. So she said, but I would love to try a cup of your coffee. Can I just come over one day and we do that? And she came over and I made a cup of Joe in my house.
That honestly, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You started talking about making coffee and I zoned out.
I did too.
I'm dead ass serious.
It kind of came back around when you started talking about the date. And,
yeah, yeah.
All right.
We can move on. She came over.
We can move on.
Was she like, wow, I haven't seen this girl again. So I don't know how the coffee really was.
But yeah, what was your text after? Hey, did you like the coffee? Like,
yeah. Okay. Well,
I love it.
Oh, we're just busting your
no,
balls.
No, I know.
It's, yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, my cousin was like super big into that. Like, he was a barista. Is that what it is?
Barista.
Yeah. There's like, a documentary about baristas. Like, there's a barista competition every year about who's the best barista in the entire country.
It's a big thing.
It's like, a big barista brew off. But go on.
Yeah. But no, I was just saying, like, I respect it. I really do.
I made myself a little mug that says Mike's Beanery with, like, the old school, like, 1950s, like, fresh cup every day.
Why don't you start your own coffee business
if
you like it
so
much?
I will. I have my best friend from back home. He's the one who, like, turned me on to coffee. And our, like, dream when we're, like, 50 and retired is to open up a coffee shop. And that would be like the dream. But right now, we're doing this. We're having a good time.
Did you know Mike used to own a business?
No, I did not. What did you used to own?
Like a restaurant.
Yeah, I used to have a restaurant in New York City.
A restaurant?
Yeah.
It was called the Burlap Sack.
Wait, what did you serve?
It was...
Sorry, I always like grin and I laugh when Mike tells this story. Because like, it's awesome. It's a great story. It's just so interesting when you learn about somebody you're very close to, like a past they had that you had no idea about.
Sure, yeah.
So Burlap Sack became this like Chipotle style, fast casual restaurant. It was on the corner of 34th and 3rd. And you come in and it's like a bowl, but the base is a potato. So either like a baked potato, sweet potato, French fries, tater tots. And then you go around and add like meats, cheeses. We had veggies.
That
and
sounds
then
so good.
Seven
right now.
Different aioli homemade sauces that we did. And then you just eat it in a bowl. And like a baked potato is only 110 calories. So, okay, if you get it with French fries, it's maybe not the healthiest. But if you just like baked potato with some meat, some veggies, pretty damn good meal. And it was great. Had a restaurant in New York City with my friends.
Was it successful? Like,
yes, very. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't really understand, Mike. Are you rich? Because... One day, if you come out and you're like, I have $4 million in my bank account, I'd be like, oh, that's not surprising. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't be surprised if I had $4 million in my bank account.
Yeah, like something like that, like something crazy.
I don't have that yet, but I mean, that's the plan.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know how there's some people that are like...
Like dumb rich and you just don't even know it?
Yeah, or, yeah, maybe not even dumb rich, but just like rich. But like...
$4 million is dumb rich to have that in the bank. If you have $4 million in the bank, that means that you've made like $12 million. because after taxes and just living,
right?
You, mm-hmm. Like to still have $4 million in the bank after all of that means you had to make like at least double that.
Right. I agree. My point is, like, you'd be the type of person to surprise me.
I like to think I'm a successful person, but rich is also, like, rich is a relative term. I think rich is in how you spend your time.
I agree.
That, to me, is the number one identifier of wealth, is if you get to spend your time the way that you want, because that's really the only currency that you have. A bank account could be filled to the brim, but the time that you have in life is the only real currency that you get to spend. So if you can spend that the way that you want it, then you're a wealthy person.
Well spoken. I agree.
You have any guilty pleasures, Ilya?
Yeah, what are your vices?
I don't know.
I know one.
What?
Food, like sweets, candy, stuff that you're not supposed to eat.
I was going nuts on candy over David's house the other day. I kind of want to go back up there and get more. But I think it was because that day I didn't take any nicotine, which I'm trying to like wean off of.
Yeah, you should get off of that.
I know, but I mean, I've got so much better about it, but that day I didn't have any, so when I just saw sweets, I went nuts.
So I'm on this like really clean diet where I can't have sweets or like fucking anything pretty much, like no carbs, like nothing unhealthy. And there was these cupcakes delivered to our house the other day. You guys were there. That's when you were having all those sweets.
Uh-huh.
The cupcakes were delivered to our house, and there was like six people in the living room, whatever. So I couldn't take one because I didn't want anybody to see me cheating. So I texted Mike on the side. I was like, Mike, take the cupcakes and walk them into my room.
And did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at first when you saw the text, were you like, what?
I'm behind everyone. And it's like, so I'm the farthest away from Ilya. And I just see Ilya go. And I'm just like, what? He goes... So then I just look at my phone and he says, put the box of donuts in my room, or put the box of cupcakes in my room. And so, and Ella, I think, tries to hold you accountable, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Ella's very strict. I'm like, no, you can't eat those. You're on a diet.
Yeah. Right.
And Ella said that specifically because he was like, oh, let me get a donut. And Ella was like, no. And so I knew I had to like avoid Ella. So I kind of just did this thing where I just like,
dude, it was so funny.
Slid around, picked up the cupcakes and just turned around and walked back to Ilya's room. And then I'll even show you. Sure. Texted him that photo.
You put it in his dresser.
Yeah, just so like if Ella walked into the room, you didn't see it on his bed. So I'll put this photo up on the screen. But why are your nails painted, Matt?
My girlfriend did it the other night. Her friends were doing it. She was like, do you want me to paint your nails? And I said, sure. Don't think that this is a thing that I'm trying to do or I'm trying to be like Todd. Really. But you know what? Screw it. Though I probably should remove it. I kind of want to bleach my hair again, but then again, I don't know if I should.
Yeah, you look good with bleach hair.
Thank you. Thank you. I like it when the roots come in too.
Yeah.
I think I might do it like next year.
I'm about to get my ear pierced next week.
Well, mine closed up and I've been debating. And I always like kind of knowing that, oh, if I wanted to put in an earring, I could. But now it's closed up. So I think I got to get it re-pierced. Do you want to do it tonight?
I'm not getting my ear pierced.
Why not?
No. Why not?
I don't do that stuff.
Oh, wait. But
what do you mean that stuff?
Just like tattoos, ear
piercings.
You can
take it out.
No.
Why?
That's just not me.
Doesn't hurt. How about a nose ring?
No.
Odds.
Okay.
Odds you get a nose ring with her 10.
Okay.
He's not going to do it.
You can't break odds.
But he will.
But you can't.
No, hold on. I already know where this is headed. Mike, you're not.
Mike, you can't.
He will. Even if he nails it, Mike will not go and get it.
No, I won't get
it
because I know I'm not going to do
that. Then why the fuck are you agreeing to odds?
Because I'm not going to get the odds. We're not going to do it.
But I don't know. You got him to show him his penis, so.
You never know what'll happen. What do you mean? Bro.
I like going up against Ilya on this stuff because he is so committed to, like, when you say dead ass, like, you can't fucking cheat on dead ass. Like, that Ilya will go to his grave on dead ass.
And I will go to my grave on dead ass, bro. And I will go to my grave on odds. Bro, one time I played odds 1 in 100 with my fucking friend at Dunkin' Donuts to pull the fire alarm. And he lost and he didn't do it. I still have a grudge against him to this day.
That he didn't pull the fire alarm? Don't pull the fire alarm if there's not a fire. That's just being an asshole.
1 in 100, Matt. 1 in 100, bro.
I think he purposely said whatever number you were saying, or you said whatever number he was saying.
It was coincidental.
You have to type it. For me, what are the odds? You both have to type the number on your phone and then show the number.
Okay, Mike.
Okay. All right. We're going to do it.
You will do it, right? Because I will hold a grudge against you if you don't get your nose pierced.
I'm not doing this.
Okay, fine. Not nose ring, but like just a little cutie one right here.
No, he should get his ear pierced.
No.
Anything. You'd get your ear pierced before you'd get your nose pierced, right?
For sure.
How about tongue piercing? 1 in 100.
Get a Star of David right there.
No.
Bro, 1 in 100. No. That'd be insane.
No.
That'd be insane.
I'm not doing it.
1 in 100. You got a 1% chance of getting your fucking tongue pierced.
I'm not doing it.
You don't have to do it if you lose.
What about me? You can challenge me to something.
Matt's like, come on, please, man.
It's all about Mike.
No, I don't want to get both ears pierced.
Both ears pierced?
Eyebrow pierced.
Oh, no.
Come on. Do me, and I do it. Like a neck tat? Can you imagine?
That's bad.
No, Ilya, you're really intimidating when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, it's a little exhilarating.
Yeah, because Ilya's just like, let's go.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. One. Just do one. Fine. I won't go crazy. Just an ear piercing.
I'm not doing it. That's the thing. It's like, it has to be something that I would do,
what
but I don't
want
to.
What are you talking about? That's the point of odds, is that you have to do something you don't want to do.
No. Not that I don't want to, but something I literally would never do in my life.
You should get your ear pierced. You can play the guitar and you boost board everywhere.
It's kind of weird that you don't have one,
honestly.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you know the holidays are upon us.
I do. I'm aware.
And it's a tough time right now with the world. There's so much uncertainty. It can get a little overwhelming at times.
It can.
But have you heard of BetterHelp?
Yes, I love BetterHelp.
So if you feel that there is something out there that's maybe interfering with your happiness or getting in the way of your success, whether it is depression or anxiety, BetterHelp could be a really great solution for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating within 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help.
It's professional counseling done securely online.
You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your counselor, and you will receive timely and thoughtful responses. And you can also set up weekly video or phone sessions, so you never have to spend any more time in the waiting room for a therapy session. What's really great about BetterHelp is they make it really easy for you to change your therapist if you're not comfortable with the first match that they have for you. So if you want to switch it up, they make it super easy and convenient to do that. BetterHelp is far more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they also offer financial aid.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can go to their website and check out the testimonials. There are new ones posted every day. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting new counselors in all 50 states.
So visit betterhelp.com/hoot and join the 1 million plus people who have already taken charge of their mental health with a licensed professional therapist. Once again, that's betterhelp.com/hoot for 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. How many times have you been pulled over by the police?
A ton. But
how many times have you gotten away with it?
Almost every time.
Really? What do you say when you get pulled over?
I have this like philosophy where like I admit my wrongdoing prior to the officer even asking me
Do you know why I pulled you over, son?
Yeah. Prior to that question, like he goes to the window and I go, I know what I was doing. I was going 20 over. I'm so sorry.
Don't they tell you not to say what you did?
They do say that. Well, so what happens?
Again, the philosophy is like an officer's so shocked by that. He's like, okay, well, I never get that. Like, it's usually some bullshit that I got to put up with. You know, it's usually someone arguing with me.
Yep.
But like, I gave him such an easy in that he's like, it's like reverse psychology, you know?
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it works. Like the other day, I was driving really far. I was driving like 70 in the 35, and a fucking cop pulls out. Starts following me, right? And I notice he starts following me. So I slow down and I put my hand out the window and I go, like, I start waving to him and he pulls next to me and I go, I'm so sorry. I know I was going really, really fast. And he goes, yeah, slow down. Like, he didn't even pull me over because I just like waved him down and like told him to come next to me. So, like, you just have to be like,
whoa.
You have to be like, really?
Are you like, I'm so sorry?
Yeah, I'm like super, I'm super nice, like, super respectful. And they like really respect it. Yeah.
Wow.
My dad told me when I first got my license, he's like, if a cop ever says anything to you, just do whatever they say because you look like a face that a cop wants to arrest.
Jesus Christ.
What?
So I'm like scared. I'm like always scared when I get pulled over.
I've never been pulled over in the state of California.
I feel like that doesn't really happen out here. In New Jersey, in
Texas,
there's cops everywhere.
A lot.
LA, but like there's so many cars. It's like the chances of getting pulled over are so much smaller.
Yeah. And there's nobody. Well, yeah, what I notice is in LA, there's cops are not hiding and they're not trying to catch you.
Right. They're just out and about.
Yeah.
They got bigger problems to worry about.
Right. But like anywhere else, there's cops literally hiding trying
like
to catch you for
traps.
Speeding. Yes.
Yeah.
But here it's like non-existent.
Yeah.
Even on fucking highways, it's crazy. I'm always speeding. Always. At least 20 over. Minimum.
You shouldn't do that though.
Yeah. That's a little.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
And it's irresponsible and.
Yeah, but I like to get places. You know what I'm saying?
No, you and David drive like maniacs.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, man. I don't like tooting my own horn, so I really don't fucking
toot away.
Toot away. I don't know. Maybe my discipline. My drive.
Did you just read that on your arm?
Yeah. my drive for like future success. My drive for future success.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt, those are great qualities.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
I think my sincerity. I think I'm pretty sincere. And when I say things and I mean it. So I would say my sincerity.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
I think it's the people that are surrounding me, like my friends that I have, are my favorite thing about myself, because I love the people that are around me so much. And to me, if those people like me, that means that I'm doing something right. So I use that as like a metric of what I like about myself.
So if you do something wrong and somebody doesn't like it, then you're like, okay, I got to tone it back.
Yeah. And also just like the fact that people that I like and admire are around me means I'm doing something right. So that means I like that. I like my friends about myself.
Well, I hate making coffee. I hate watching me do it. So you got to tone that back. Yeah,
that's a problem you need to deal with though. That's not on me. That's on you. Did you like coming back on Hoot and a Half?
Yeah, I love it. You guys are good.
Well, thanks, we love having you.
Thank you.
I bet now you got to go and join David's.
Now I have you're to go come do
on
in. Podcast.
They're probably going to bash you.
I'm on the grind, bro.
Sorry, man.
But now you're like energized.
You're in your groove. So just carry the vibes of this.
I'm going to tell all the stories that I told here. I'm going to tell there now.
Oh no, but theirs is going to come out first.
All right. Yeah. Well, right. I won't tell the penis story. Don't worry about that.
No. You can keep that between us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ilya. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by.
We love you, Ilya.
Love you guys.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.